guys decide which one you're going
to
do.
It's time for school at the Miller household in North Madison County. The three oldest of the five Miller children begin the day with scripture.
Proverbs 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments.
9-year-old Lorian, 8-year-old Baron, and 6-year-old Nienna have committed this Bible passage and several others to memory. Their mother, Galadriel Miller, says this recitation of verse each day is one way to steep her kids in the family's devout Christian faith. For her, there is no separation between the education of her children and her beliefs.
If Jesus Christ has saved us and has given us life, then that gospel is not just, okay, I believe this and I'm going to go to church on Sunday, but it pervades every aspect of our lives. And if it doesn't, then it's fake.
Galadriel and her husband Monty decided even before they had children they would school them at home. She says they knew parenthood would be a solemn job, and they needed God's guidance to fulfill it. The teachings of Jesus Christ not only enter into the daily lesson plan for the Millers, they color most everything they do.
Throughout the day, we teach, okay, you know, you're having a bad attitude. What's going on in your heart? You know, are you being selfish? Are you being prideful? Is your heart focused on the Lord, or is it focused on yourself? We talk through those things, and we work through problems that way.
Christian families were largely behind the rewriting of state code some 20 years ago that resulted in more freedom for homeschoolers. They lobbied lawmakers hard to amend the law so parents could more easily provide the moral instruction they craved for their children. Former State Senator Larry Murphy was chair of the Senate Education Committee when he started to hear from many people who wanted to pull their kids from public and private schools. He recalls the political mood at the time.
Some of this is spin off of the 1978 elections, where you had the emergence of the religious right, the moral majority, sort of this feeling that the public sector schools were teaching theories or ideas that they were not comfortable with.
These Christian home educators continue to be a well-organized, influential voice at the Statehouse.
Well, welcome. On behalf of NICH, the Network of Iowa Christian Home Educators, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our 5th annual homeschool day at the Capitol.
That's Justin LeBan, a Des Moines attorney and current president of a group that formed in 1991, the same year Governor Branstad signed the legislation that loosened homeschool regulations. He's in the rotunda of Iowa's Capitol before hundreds of NICH members, including the entire Miller clan. He's prepping them for a day of glad-handing politicians. He's also there to thank the governor for his past support.
He's the one that's looking out for our liberties to homeschool to the glory of God.
When Governor Branstad takes the mic, he cites the Bible to explain why he backs the homeschool movement.
Homeschoolers know firsthand the meaning of the quotation from Proverbs, which says, "Train a child up in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it."
This verse hits at the thinking of many who homeschool because of religion. Parents such as Dee Dee Scafidi of Cedar Rapids say they want to be in charge of their children's character development from an early age.
I just didn't really agree with the idea of sending them into a classroom setting maybe with so many variant thoughts, and they had one adult in the room to be the moral compass of that room.
Scafidi says she has nothing against public schools or teachers. In fact, she volunteers at a homeschool assistance program run by the Marion School District. But this homeschool mom of six says she doesn't want her kids to fall under the influence of a classroom of youngsters. That's partially why Paul and Denise Menzel on the south side of Des Moines kept their children home, too. Denise Menzel says it allows them to craft a curriculum in areas such as history in a manner consistent with their religious upbringing.
We take a segment of history and really explore it deeply. It's the basis of our literature. It's the basis of our history. There's often a religious, spiritual angle to it because the Bible does tie in history.
So for the Menzels, history begins with creation. Two of the three Menzel children have moved on to college. That leaves Paul and Denise a couple of years away from completing the job of educating their family. Denise Menzel says there is no perfect way to school your children, but she has no regrets about choosing home education. Galadriel Miller in rural Madison County is also holding firm to her decision to homeschool her kids. It can be a wearing experience, she says, but even when she's exhausted, she finds strength from her connections to religion.
There are a few dear ladies at church that have come over a couple of times and said, "Let me take the kids for a day. You go relax." And that's been a blessing.
Although Miller approaches her teaching from a stoutly Christian perspective, she says she doesn't expect the same conviction from every parent. What's important, she says, is that all parents take responsibility for providing a solid moral foundation for their children's future. Near DeSoto, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.